Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. I'm not sure if we've got Larry on the phone or not. I'll wait just a minute here. I'll try him, see if I can get him this way. Larry, are you there?
Yeah, okay. Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
Well, wow. Something knocked out my main phone, my mainline phone, just before the show, and so I'm out in the backyard using a cell phone with low power.
Okay, well, we can hear you. Where should we start? This is getting more complicated as we go through all this. Can you tell us what you know about this satellite war that seems to be going on with the U.S. blaming Russia and calls for war with China, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, we don't know much about that other than the, and you have to watch or take a grain of salt with Sartre Fall, but they have relative points. And one of the points seems to be the recent launch of the Russian anti-satellite missile that they fired. And they're reporting, of course, some kind of explosion and that fiery debris fell in the UK. Now, some of that you can't vet yet, but there seems to be something going on.
Yeah, I was noticing with this report, Security Council saying that a highly classified of special important events occurring to, this is what they call a coronavirus pandemic war pertaining to this week's Ministry of Defense, National Security Preparations, Aerospace Defense Forces, numerous NOTAMs, notices to airmen being issued to Western military forces by the Russian Federation in direct response to increasingly hostile actions displayed by the United States. Now, what's interesting to me about all this is there seems to be something else definitely going on, and that this all of this seems to be a diversionary. The COVID-19 seems to be a diversionary tactic to something else that seems to be maybe much bigger. What's your take on that? I mean, Trump did make a statement, we were at war. What do you say with who other than COVID-19?
Yeah, well, that's very true, Stuart. Not only did he make a statement, at the same time he said we're at war, he said we've been attacked. And the only thing that we've been attacked with, it appears, is coronavirus out of China. And, of course, what's interesting, too, at the time we're talking, and you can't find any of this news in American news hardly at all. It's hard to find, but Koning International News reporting that the Chinese aircraft carrier Langyong is off the coast of Taiwan as the U.S. forces battle coronavirus, and the Chinese carrier with five warships are near the Mioka Strait, and apparently Taiwan's military is monitoring this carrier fleet, Chinese vessels. So they're threatening Taiwan, and at the same time, I've seen reports overseas that the Chinese are in their navy's in the standoff with the Malaysian Navy. So all of a sudden, too, we've got this report from Hal Turner, and, of course, I've seen some of that, so it is vetted to a little degree. U.S. removing strategic assets from first-strike danger zone. Says the U.S. suddenly removed its forward B-52 bombers from Guam back to, and he's got a map, and you've probably seen it, where the U.S. Air Force B-52s were departed Guam and were taken to Minot Air Force Base, North Dakota, for safety. So, and when you look at some of the data, it looks like the Chinese may be prepping or positioning for a first strike.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at what's going on, I mentioned it on the last show, but when you have huge pleas, donate your blood, please. And that's been going on all the major networks. And COVID-19 does not require blood transfusions. And most of the surgeries that hospitals have been doing are on hold. So why are they banking up all of these blood, all of this blood? And then on top of that, you had to call up of 1 million reservists in the medical field. Why would you do that? And you may remember that not Janet Reno, but her sidekick there, I never can remember her name, who was head of Homeland Security, said that a tragedy was going to strike the United States. And then we have the so what would cause them to think that something that large is coming on the homeland of the United States of America? The only things I can come up with would be a meteor shower, huge meteor shower, invasion or war, or possibly citizens' revolt and a major revolution starts, which would have to be countermanded by the U.S. military. And, of course, that would, you know, Congress already did pass the law that the USA is actually a war zone, and that activation of NDAA 2020 and FEMA activating the military in the United States. So it's getting more and more fascinating that maybe all of this about COVID-19 is a diversionary thing because something else is coming along. Now, we do have Project Octagon, Freejack, and Zodiac now in play. And we brought up the Newsweek story confirming the U.S. military is preparing for widespread chaos and violence, food shortages, and possibly martial law in America. Now, today, you saw part of that. I missed part of it. What did Trump actually say? I got the impression that he's gone into the political aspect of this and saying that it's the Democratic Communist governors, basically, that are causing the trouble now.
Well,
did you see that?
He actually did. He laid it on the Democrats and Barack Obama and Biden for setting America up for a fall because they literally did not prepare for anything. Now, two things here I wanted to mention. Number one, you know, we don't need B-52 bombers for people riding in the streets of America. So
right.
That kind of lets that off the list a little. At the same time, we've got all of our, it appears, our military and naval medical ships on both coasts. We've also built, hard place structures as hospitals run by the military on both coasts. And guess what? None of them are busy. We're not covered up with coronavirus patients. Well, there's a few, but we're not covered up. You've got military ready for casualties with basically zero casualties. Now, another thing Trump said today, too, he made a comment, and he said it very hard. He said, you just go ahead and you elect Biden and the Democrats and put them into office, and he said, China will own America. He says, it'll be over, and they will own America. The Democrats are taking you there. So it's almost like he drew a line today, Stuart, and said, you know, this is a war. We have a war in our own government, you know, at the present time. We have rulers fighting inside the government of the United States big time.
Yeah, this is ruler against ruler, like Jeremiah said. And then he said, violence in the land. So maybe this is what they're gearing up for possible. U.S. Department of Defense has given standby orders to ensure continuity of government, COG. Well, that's the FEMA stuff, for the first time in recent U.S. history. So here's a few comments. For the first time in modern history, Department of Defense has been given standby orders to ensure continuity of government in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, that might be the what they're saying, but usually when they say something like that, there's another reason for it. According to Newsweek, above top secret contingency plans are now in place in case the nation's constitutional power successors are incapacitated by the pandemic. And then they say, added that Defense Secretary Mark Esper has authorized NORTHCOM to prepare to deploy in support of these potential extraordinary missions that include the possibility of some form of martial law where military commanders would be given executive powers across the U.S. until a new civilian leadership would emerge. That's kind of interesting wording.
It is, and by the way, Hal Turner also has a number of things that are in gear that he says is not at all consistent with history. Number one, continuity of government is already gone to Cheyenne Mountain. Number two, DHS goes to PN Mountain. Number three, 1 million reserves called up. Number four, expats called home. Number five, people told to stay home, put on masks. Number six, military patterns have changed. Number seven, war rhetoric with China off the scale. And he says, what do you think?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Do you suppose that what they're going to do now is have Antifa and the people that have invaded, you know, Jeremiah said, I'll fill you with caterpillars. And when the call is given, they will rise up. That this is what they're going to do. We'll have suddenly revolution all over America, and then they will have to call up the National Guards and the military and clamp down America because the COVID-19 didn't work. So they'll use revolution and riot to make it work, instigated, of course, by the communists, as they always instigate things. What do you think about that scenario?
Well, it's very possible, Stuart, because of the fact that coronavirus, because Trump today is literally talking to certain governors, and he said the Democratic governors are refusing to let their people go, if you don't mind my rhetoric, from lockdown. And he said, though, the Republican and some Democrats are doing a good job, and they're ready to open their states up to economic issues and he said, we're going for that. And then he also said that the people that are in lockdown that the Democrats are ruling over, and he said they're trying to even take your guns, he said, you need to protest this. You need to go to the streets. So in one sense, it's almost like a civil war really is starting. But on the other hand, Stuart, if they have figured out, because the New World Order and the deep state have, you know, they're so invested in this destruction of America, they can't back out now. It's go or die. So if the coronavirus isn't going to, if it's not going to do it, and the people won't listen, they got to go to Plan B and C, and they got to do it quick.
Yeah, and that would be a revolutionary act, and they would have the implants or aliens, if you will, that have been coming into this country for the last 10 years or more, and like Jeremiah says, they will rise up and. Then that will be the excuse. So the New World Order we know is coming in because Daniel's fourth beast has to rise up. It's just a question of how we're going to get there. Anyway, Trump may have some rabbits in the hat. We sure hope so. But you never know. And thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. We only did a short show. Just wanted to update everybody. It's a heads up. Something is in the wind, and it's not what we're being told. It's something else. So take care of yourselves and seek the protection of the Lord. Thanks again, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And if something really breaks, we'll definitely be back. Night, everyone. Take care.